Blog Talk Radio.
Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson. Hey, baby.
Hey, Sin.
And Gloria Wells, who moderates our chat room. Wow. And listen, if you guys have not taken time to visit our chat room, please do. They have it going on in there. Anyway, we're your hosts this morning, and we are in the book study of Dr. Reggie's book. Our own Dr. Reggie has written a powerful book entitled The Secret Power of Words, Manifesting What You Say. And here's the bottom line. Creation is so powerful and so awesome that this law is working whether you know it or not. So when you look around at your life and how wonderful it is, because, you know, we never create messy lives. We have lives of divine perfection, right? When you look around at that, you can look at your life and the experiences that you have gone through in life, and guess what? You can say, "Ooh, I manifested that by what I say." So if you don't like it, you need to join us on this study. You don't like the experiences you're going through, so you can catch yourself and really examine what you are saying, because that is exactly what you're manifesting. Dr. Reggie has a wonderful adage that says, what you think about, baby, you talk about. And what you talk about, well, hey, you bring it about. What you think about, you talk about. And what you talk about, you bring about. So the responsibility is on you. You are powerful beings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are so powerful. I mean, if I woke up in the morning and somebody told me at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you are a powerful being, I would jump out that bed and say, what? All this time I'm miserable, I'm depressed, I'm unhappy, and you're telling me I have the power? Yes. You have the power. So wake up. Wake up this morning. Hey. All righty, Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited. Can you tell?
Yes, I can.
I am so excited because the power of the words that you have written just are running through every cell in my body.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
It's
like electricity. And when you really stop and focus on how beautifully we are designed,
mm-hmm.
how empowered we are.
Yes.
All I mean, I just want to shout.
That's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
It is. It is.
It's joyful.
It is. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes things get a little scary for me out here sometimes because I'm just going to be honest. I'm not struggling not having a job. I won't say that. But sometimes I get afraid because that has been the only way that I knew to have income come to me. And so I am on a mission to overcome that fear and understand and rely solely on God as
mm-hmm.
my source. But that also means that I am a co-creator with God.
Yes.
So I have the ability to create an experience. That means I'm asking for ideas that will generate income. So I don't not that I don't have to, so that I can continue to do the work that I love and enjoy, and not have to rely on on a job. Job is just a channel. I mean, if the right opportunity comes that's going to give me joy every day, do you think I'm going to turn it down? No. But I'm always trying to strike a balance between, is this a joyful experience because I know that I'm the one that's choosing, okay? Is this joyful for me? Is it going to bring me joy? That is so important. I don't mean to preach to you guys this morning. Let me let Dr. Reggie take us into our morning prayer.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That's a good thing. You express it from your soul.
All righty. Let's go.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for a brand new day under a brand new sky. We learn to use words to craft our day and to craft and engineer our lives and our destinies here on earth and beyond the earth and beyond dimensional reality into an unparalleled unreality. What we say is what we get, and we thank you for the power of the spoken word to communicate and to relay our feelings and emotions and intentions. Let them always be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and always be selected and chosen in love. We believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So I'm not issuing you a warning. I am just infusing you this morning
with
power and energy. I don't have to infuse you. You already have it. But I'm helping you to shift into the awareness, to the awareness of your power. And to shift that energy and get out of that funky mood that, you know, your business isn't doing well, but the economy isn't doing well. You can't find a good man. You can't find a good woman. Or you're in a relationship and it sucks right now. Please, let's just murder those thoughts this morning. Let's chop them all up in little pieces, okay? And put them aside. Put them aside. Let's go on into our chapter. It's going to back us up. I'm telling you, for whatever reason, the source, that God, that divine energy that's within me is saying, let them know how powerful they are. We left off yesterday talking about how words are charged with power. Look at that. It's coming back. Power, 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 power. All righty. So yesterday we said that words start where? They start in the mind. Words start in the mind. And they start as a thought form. Something so powerful, it's unseen. It starts as a thought form that's inside the mind. And before you even utter a word, there is this thought. And then there is intention. This is what you intend to do. Okay? And then there is the exercise of faith. And that is even charged even more by your emotion. So those elements are what creates the experiences that you of your reality. Dr. Reggie says that they're the core process of creation. A thought, an intention, faith, and emotion. What a powerful brew. So yesterday we focused on that, and we talked about how thought is an energy wave that travels faster than light. And then how intention, we add intention to that thought, and how it changes the frequency of the thought. The intention does. Either it can be a positive frequency or a negative frequency. The positive frequency takes it to a higher vibration, okay? But it changes the frequency of the thought, all right? That's like a signal to bring that is used in the law of attraction that will bring people and circumstances into your experience, okay? That thought that is now infused with intention is activating substance. If you guys don't understand substance, press 1 on your telephone keypad or type it out in the chat room, because I want to make sure you understand substance. But many of you have been following me. But substance is that unseen thing that and they're discovering it now. It's the stuff that's in the empty space between the atoms and the neurons and all of that. There is substance. That empty space is extremely powerful, and it creates form. We'll talk about it a little later. And then we said that intention is like a rocket. It's like the rocket for a thought. It propels it a little further into substance, okay, and it magnetizes it. And then we hit on faith yesterday, and I said, you know what, this is too involved for me to end this lesson. We had 3 minutes to go. So now I'm bringing you up to where we are, where we're talking about faith. And what happens when faith is added to the spoken word? Well, that energy of faith, It increases the energy that intention added to the thought. It increases it. So faith is the fuel to manifest desire into reality. The intention is like the rocket, but faith is the fuel, okay, that goes in the rocket. Let's see what the Bible says about faith. The Bible defines it as the substance. There's that word again. Substance means to stand under. It's the substance of things that's hoped for. It's the foundation of the thing itself. Remember we said that your thought goes out and activates substance, because underneath everything is down to its core is the same thing. We, as far as our science goes right now, we understand it as atoms and molecules. It's in everything, and it's moving all the time. That chair that you're sitting in right now, that cell phone that you're holding, that computer keypad that you're typing on, computer screen, it is moving. It's not solid form, okay? Those molecules are there. Those molecules, those atoms, that substance, and the space in between is part of the substance to stand under everything. So the Bible says that faith is the substance. It's that thing and of everything that you hope for. And the evidence of things unseen, evidence means this is proof. I'm going to show you how it connects the dots. It's the proof of the things that you cannot see. It's the evidence of things not seen. So God calls those things that are not, and as if they already were. So here's the principle. You are going to call forth what does not exist in physical form as though it already exists. What does that tell you about a prayer? A prayer should be in the affirmative, correct? It's not like, I hope that this comes to pass. No. And this will come to pass. That's why Dr. Reggie ends his prayer in what? And so it is. It is done. It is done. Why? Because your word has power. You see why you have to go back to the beginning of believing that your word has power. Believing that your word has power. And I love how Abraham Hicks says, she says this, she defines a belief. She says, a belief is just a thought that you think over and over again. And she just kept repeating it because people don't hear it. A belief is a thought that you just think over and over again. A belief is a thought that you just think over and over again. A belief is a thought that you just think over and over again. So your assignment, should you decide to accept it, is to change your belief in the power of your words and think it over and over again, which is, my words have power. My words have power. My words have power. And you know something? Say that to yourself all day today. As a matter of fact, put yourself on a word fast, that every word that comes out of your mouth is to create a positive experience for you and everyone around you. I bet you'll stop gossiping. You will stop gossiping. I declare and decree, and so it is. You won't find a lot of your conversations with your girlfriends necessary because they're not creating anything. My father I was a typical teenager on the phone for hours and hours, and I'll never forget this day. He said to me, I talked to my girlfriend, and we had such a good time. He didn't bother me about hanging up the phone. He let me just stay on the phone as long as I wanted, which was very unusual if he was at home. And I'm just blah, and I remember the girl I was talking to, her name was Shirley, blah, 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 and blah, 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 and girl, yeah, ooh, blah, blah, ooh, and did you see, so, oh, we just went on and on and on. I don't know how long I was on the phone, I know it was over an hour. And I hung up the phone, and I was like, oh, I'm just feeling my little oats and everything, and my father said, okay, so what did you learn? You spent all that time on the phone with Shirley. What did you learn? And I was a little smarter. Well, I learned that so-and-so-and-so did such-and-such-and-such yesterday, and I learned I was a little smart, but I knew where he was coming from. He said it was a waste of time. And so the bigger question is, what did I learn? What did I create? What positive thing came out of that? It was not only a waste of time, it was a waste of energy. It was a waste of my power. I could have been casting a spell that's going to bless the world. I could have been getting new ideas to transform the world, to transform our experience. But no, I was gossiping. Okay, listen, a lot of you going off to work this morning, and listen, and I talk about this because I experienced it. We get to work, and we're not happy that we're there because we've spent so much time yipping-yapping with our coworkers about how miserable it is or how management is so screwed up. Why can't we bless that place? I already told you you had the power to bless or to curse. Why can't we bless that employer? Bless the management, bless management that they have a clear vision of what you're experiencing. Send them your blessings because your words have power. Okay, so faith is believing and knowing in what is yet to happen. I talked to a young lady yesterday, and she has a double mind almost. It's like one part of her wants everything to work out, but the other part goes, I don't know if it's going to work out in this relationship. I wanted to, but I don't know. Okay, imagine that you were a genie or you're someone's fairy godmother, and you could grant them a wish, anything that they ask for. And they said, well, I wish that this relationship would work out. And then they start working on it, and then they go, but I don't know. You would be confused, wouldn't you? Should I grant you this wish or should I not? That's exactly what the universe is going through. Except for the fact that the universe can only say yes. That's the only thing. It can say yes. But it's got to get a clear signal from you. Didn't Dr. Reggie say you got to have a clear channel? It's got to get a clear signal. Otherwise, it gets all muddled and you kind of get stuck. You're not moving forward because you're not sending a clear signal. Okay, so let's see what happens when we add the last component, which is the emotional component to the equation. There was a book called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. It was written by Lynn Grabhorn, and she shows how our emotions play a primary part in manifesting what we desire. Her book tells us that everything that happens in our life is created by our emotions. Have we not heard that before on Circles of Prosperity? Everything that happens in our life is created by our emotions. It's not luck. It's not hard work. It is our emotions. And that's why we stress so much, does it bring joy in your heart? Are you feeling joyful? Are you ecstatic about what you're doing? Because that is, and if you come from that place to create your experiences, you're not going to be miserable. You're going to wake up every morning and go, oh, I can't wait to get to work because I can't wait to see what creative ideas I'm going to have today and how I'm going to change lives, and because you are happy doing what you're doing. And every day is a blessing for you. Ah, it's like going to a carnival every day when I wake up. So whether you have an empty bank account or a horrible relationship, listen, you can alter it simply by changing your emotions and focusing on what you want. They didn't say focus on that empty bank account and worry about how you're going to put some money in it. No, because that's not what you want, is it? No, you see money in there. When I first started working, you know what, I used to add digits to my balance in my checkbook. So if it was just in the hundreds, I would make it in the thousands. And if it was in the 1,000s, then I would make it into the tens of thousands. I put in there what I wanted to see. I just added some zeros. Okay? So, however, when you desire without love for anything, and love here is equal and in meaning joy, isn't love joyful? If you don't have that joy, then all you're getting is an addiction. And notice people that are addicted to something, it gives them a quick fix, and then it dissipates. Quick fix dissipates. Quick fix dissipates, and they're chasing out of that single instant, and it really is an instant where it feels good. It's a cheap imitation of love. It's a cheap imitation of joy, and we do it with food. We do it with alcohol. We do it with sex. And the rest of our experiences are not coming from joy. Just that 1 second, and it's not even real. So when you use emotions with your words, you express an extra amount of energy. When was the last time you got excited about a prayer you just spoke or a thought that you just had? How many of you end a prayer, you're in the middle of trouble, and you say, oh, God, please help. First of all, you're begging, and God doesn't want you to beg because he created you as a powerful being. Oh, God, please help me get out of this situation. And then you get up and go, oh, I'm so excited. No, you're still walking around miserable. I'm still in this situation. I don't know if God's going to answer my prayer. If it's in God's will, that's your excuse. If it's God's will, is your excuse for it not to happen. If it's God's will means that you doubt that God can help you. And I'm here to tell you right now, if you're praying that way, that's not the way to pray. That's how to stay stuck in your fear. I told you this morning, God created you as a powerful being, that you are empowered, that your words have power. And so the way you should pray is, thank you. First thing, thank you. How divine you have created me. How powerful you have created me. I am grateful how I am designed. Thank you. Bring to remembrance the power that is within you. First thing out of your prayer. What did Jesus say? They said, how should we pray? He said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know what he's saying then? He's acknowledging the Father in me, that means the divinity within you. The kingdom of heaven is within, is it not? So the Father that's within this kingdom of heaven, I'm using the language from the Bible, okay, is within me, hallowed. How awesome and sacred is the name. But the name equals and means the character. How sacred is the character of God? And it is within me. First thing out of his mouth, he acknowledges the power that is within him. That's why I say, you say, thank you for how divinely you have created me. You are acknowledging the power that is within you. And listen, you need to say this all day long, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, because trust me, as soon as you hang up this phone, a lot of you will forget it. But I declare and decree today is different, that I have planted a seed in you that will stay with you. And you may forget for a moment, but it'll come into remembrance. And so it is. How powerful you really are. So when you finish a prayer, rather than you go, oh, if it's God's will, you say, oh, it is done. It is God's will, because whatever I say will not come back void. God has given me the power. I have been designed to create based on my thoughts, my intentions, my emotions, and my words. And so it is. Thought, intention, faith, emotion, and then the spoken word. That is the path to creation. Wow. Dr. Reggie, let me turn your mic on.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What is that?
You wrote that.
I know.
I'm telling you, you wrote it.
And channeled.
It's really something. You know, you go on in this chapter to talk about the song, that songs are words.
They are.
And how important what we listen to is, helps us to form our opinion. So sometimes we hear a song and we may not even understand all of the words, but it has a vibration. Those words have a vibration. So there, and I love this story. You talk about this African tribe that has a certain tradition, and it, that shows how important the soul's song is. When a woman knows that she is pregnant, she goes out into the wilderness with a few friends, and together they listen for the song of the child, and when it is heard, they all begin to sing it aloud. And then they return to the tribe, and they teach it to everyone else. So at the child's birth, and at any significant event or rite of passage, in that child's life. This whole community, they sing or they chant the soul's song to him or her. Whereupon even the deathbed, the community again gathers to sing the soul's song as it enters the next life. And here's another thing that's very interesting about this tribe in terms of how they deal with crime or uncharacteristic social behavior. The community forms a circle around the offender and sings their soul's song to them. They realize that the best reform is not punishment, but a loving reminder of their true identity. By remembering who we are, we also remember that there is no need to cause harm to another person. Even if we are not raised by this African tribe, we all need a friend who knows our soul song and will sing it to us when we make a mistake, or when we feel ugly, or when we feel broken, or guilty, or confused, because songs are powerful tools of manifestation. So Dr. Reggie says, songs are words, and they are vibrations, and they have the power to move the soul. So a song is very, very powerful. How many of you have heard a song that made you cry? Oh, heard a song that just made you want to wiggle your booty. Right? Amen. Okay, hold on. We have a caller this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Gloria. Good morning, Dr. Reggie and Miss Cynthia. I just wanted to jump in. I had to jump in. I recently heard a song that absolutely had that effect on me this past weekend, and I just wanted to share that, what you were just saying there. First of all, I'm enjoying the book. The book is really awesome, and I'm really enjoying, materializing that thought that words are powerful. That's something I've always believed in, so I'm really enjoying that. So thank you, Dr. Reggie.
Oh, thank you so much, Gloria.
Oh, yes. The song that I heard was I Pray For You, You Pray For Me. Oh, my goodness, that touched me so deeply this weekend. We're all a part of God's family. Guys know that song?
Mm-mm.
You know, it goes, I pray for you, you pray for me.
Who are we?
That's Hezekiah Walker, I think.
Oh, yes. Wow, yeah. He's
oh,
amazing.
My goodness. That touched me so deeply this weekend. So I just had to jump in and say that and to thank you, Dr. Reggie, for writing the book. I'm really enjoying where we're going with
that. Thank you so much, Gloria. Such an angel. I really appreciate you and all the wonderful listeners.
I was just saying, excuse singing this morning. I'm not really big on singing, but I love.
Oh, it's okay, but
song.
You know when your soul expresses that chord, and that's fine.
Okay, I just wanted to say good morning, guys, and I love.
Oh,
your
good morning. Thank you
Ms.
so much.
I said I'm loving your energy this morning. I'm feeling that energy, and it's helping me to look a little bit more alive this morning. Your mic wasn't on. I didn't hear you.
I said, and I just the thought of how powerful we are created and. Whew.
Yes, and that's really coming through. That energy is really coming through in the call this morning. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too.
That's Gloria. That's our moderator in the chat room this morning, and every morning, actually. And, you know, I just want to honor her because it's a volunteer job, you know, and she quickly volunteered and she does such a beautiful job with it. So I really hope if you're listening that when you call, if you don't feel like getting on the phone, please jump in the chat room and keep her company because some days we're pretty full. Today we're not as full, but generally there's a crowd in there and they have a good time together. So join us there. Good morning, Jean.
Hi, good morning, Cynthia. I want to thank you for everything this morning. The power of our words. Really, I had an aha moment regarding the scripture when God said his word would not return into him void. Huh. And that really helped me understand that our words, every word has a vibration. Every word creates. And that really gave me like an aha. Like, wow, we are creating every time we speak, every time we think.
Yeah.
And just that scripture, God's word will not return into him void, that really gave me clarity about the power of our words. And I want to thank you. That really clarified that scripture for me.
Wow. Thank you so much, Jean. Wow. Exactly. Our words don't come back void. They create and they fulfill our desires.
Amen.
Anyone else? Oh, my goodness. Everybody is sharing this one. Good morning. You're here to be 8565. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning. This is Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, I have to share and give confirmation. This morning I got up and I was working on my book. And what I was kind of going over the introductory. And I was talking about the purpose of the book is to understand our process of our minds, our consciousness, and our thought process, and how we create our experiences and our career. Our self-image is based on our thoughts. But one of the things that I put into the title was how faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so when you said that this morning, I'm going, oh, my God, this is confirmation.
Amen. First of all, Charlotte, I have to say congratulations. You are writing that book.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Wow, I'm so happy to hear that. So God will continue to bless you. You stay on that path. I know it's going to be powerful. Do you have a title yet or what it's about?
I have started on it. I just haven't finished it, so I'm over one-third of the way through. And so my goal is to have it completed by next week. I have all the writing, just bringing it all together where I've taken notes and had thoughts that came in. And so the name of the book is Which Me, Which World? And it's about once we redefine who we are in the Creator, then our world changes, the people we bring in, because our vibration change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's about.
Will you let us have your book as a book study?
Yes, I sure will.
I cannot wait. Have you considered publishing as an e-publisher, like for a Kindle book?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, people can get it immediately and start applying principles here.
Well, and I just wanted you to know that I was questioning myself and the time and job and everything. And I said, God, give me a sign. So I called in this morning because I talked to Jean yesterday, Jean. And so she gave me the correct number to the,
to get to in.
To get in, yes. And so, and I thought, oh, this is what I needed today, the confirmation.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Faith.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've missed you and hope I get to see you soon.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? What's tomorrow? You know, Are you saying tomorrow? You think? Are you talking about Wednesday?
Wednesday? Are you guys not going to be at? Okay, I'll talk to you. I'll email you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank Bye-bye. You so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Wow. I'm so good to hear from her. And that she has started her book. So, Dr. Talks about people and power as well. We take language, yet it constitutes one of the principal forces that control and inform human behavior. Words represent concepts and allows one person's perception of the world to be transmitted to another person. Communication is the transfer of information, but communication involves more than speaking words aloud. It can involve sign language, it can involve gestures or body language or written speech and symbols as well. Remember, how many of you are following the debates on television? And what seems to we walk away with on these debates is the physical, the body language of the debater. We talk about that. Right now they're all harping on Biden smiling and how that was so dismissive. It was communicating a message. So communication is more than just the words that we say. A baby can communicate by crying. How many mothers think they know the difference between a hungry cry or a cry when a child is in pain or uncomfortable? Words are a more advanced form of communication because they express the meaning assigned to them. And the majority of people of that language group understand them. Symbols have the same ability to be understood by those of a certain group. Babies recognize their toys as a symbol that means, oh, it's playtime. And young children see McDonald's golden arches and think, oh, it's fun on the playground. And they're not necessarily thinking about hamburgers and french fries. So let's take the mathematical symbols, for instance. Numbers are elements of language that not everyone has the ability to understand, but those trained to interpret them use them on their job daily and speak them as fluently as they do words. And so there are other symbols that are more easily recognized universally, such as the sign of the cross or the swastika or the Star of David or a pentagram or a stop sign or a national flag, the skull and bones, which, you know, we see as it represents poison, or even the sign indicating the women's and men's restroom. These are usually drawings that are posted to provide an obvious association with what it refers to. But even more obscure symbols that also carry meaning are things such as the military uniform or a traffic light, a judge's robe, a football jersey, a Girl Scout badge, or a letter grade written in red across the top of a term paper. All of these are symbols. So words are symbols that represent an of an idea or an object or an action. And it is through the understood association of words and symbols that make them effective in communication. And with that being said, you now realize that symbols and gestures and signs carry a message and an energy that's equal to the thought or the word, and they all have the ability to crystallize your them recoverable. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. Tomorrow we move into Chapter 4 about the power of the written word. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. Dr. Reggie.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of words, that our thoughts are the platform, our intentions are our rockets of desire, and that our faith equals a very fantastic energy of the fuel that motivates everything. And our emotion is the energy in motion that keeps going and going and going and comes back to us fulfilled as a concrete desire and never void and empty. Let us always pray in the affirmative to say that we know it is, because our words are our bond, and our bond is our security. And we thank you for everything that is. It's not just money equaling prosperity, but the abundance in the universe, the abundance of our being, the abundance of the soul, the enrichment of our own power that we neglect and take for granted. Let us love people while they're here in the physical form and never take them for granted, to love everything and everyone that is alive and vibrant with life, the force that keeps us going. Thank you, God. We say thank you for everything. When we thank you, miracles happen in our lives. Unfoldment happens in our lives. Enlightenment happens, and we get the secret to open the universal power within. We believe it is so, and so it is.
So it is. God bless. Have a wonderful day.